And continue to keep prayer for those that are traveling this weekend. If you're here, open up your heart. There's something special here for you. Those that are listening around the world, we heard all the nations. I know that God is touching them, or they wouldn't even be logging on, to be honest with you. And to have that many people logging on is pretty impressive. And I am a simple man. I don't speak in persuasive words, but I speak in a power that will convict your heart. I've been speaking on a series of messages, and I'm coming to the tail end of this message. And this message is in reference to prayer. And if you haven't gotten any of the messages, I encourage you to please refer back into our log or message log and to look them back up so that you can understand prayer. Prayer is everyone is concerned. How do I pray to God? Now, I'm just going to give you a quick summary so that your mind and your heart is opened up. We serve an all-knowing God. And he knows everything. So it's not like we have to make our requests known to him, even though we do acknowledge our hope. But to really understand how to pray to God is to acknowledge him, to always have him in the back of your mind and always on your heart. Okay, God, what are we doing today? What do you have for me? What's happening? Show me your ways. Show me the direction. And because God truly leads a righteous person's footsteps. And I'm going to tell you right now, none of us are righteous. So how does God lead our righteous footsteps, right? Well, what makes us righteous is just acknowledging him. Now, if we're honest with ourselves, throughout the day, how often do we really put our eyes up and say, hello? How often do we really acknowledge God that he's actually there and his presence is there and his voice is inside of us directing us and guiding us by hopes and choices and desires? If you can really grab hold of what I'm saying, you don't live. What lives is really the part of God living inside of you. Everything that you're made up of is him. And your choices and your desires and your hopes are all from him. When he created you, he put that stuff inside of you. And the purpose of our life is to walk in him and to walk into his ingredients that he made up inside of you. So when you look at yourself special. Look at yourself as something unique, something that has been created and manifested for a purpose. Manifested and unique and created to bring something to this world. And this, when we bring something to this world and we manifest it, we actually exalt God's name. You know, we say, well, you know, I thank God for all the things that he has done for me and how he guided and leaded me and even opened up my ears to hear him. Do you know that most of us are so lost that we don't even know God's voice? But I say it's the anointing inside of you. And that anointing inside of you is that unction. Does anyone get an unction of like an inspiration? Well, that's the voice of God. So I'm going to make it real simple for you and get you to really understand clearly through this website. So that's why I recommend you going back and trying to find this series of prayer. But I'm at the tail end of it, and I want to kind of open up this book called the Bible. And this is the only book that I actually found that comes close to what has transpired into my life. And so I refer a lot to the Bible. And there's a scripture verse here that Jesus says, the disciples said, how do we pray? And at the end it says, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And I spoke last week about how this dark force is real. There are negative forces out there that are trying to divert you from walking in your destiny. It puts thoughts in our head. How many of us encounter negative thoughts? How about you don't look pretty? How about you fail? You can't do this? You know, all these struggles. Has any of us come here with negative thoughts? I mean, let's be real about it. They're all the time attacking us. And so I want you to know that those negative thoughts are just dark forces that tend to come in and attack us. And we have to learn the difference between these forces so that we can take the power that God has put inside of us, because we all have power. And, you know, I don't want us to get too confused with willpower, okay, and God's power. Because God's power equips your willpower to give you strength. And there's something very unique when you release your power and you begin to call upon, I want to say, the universe. You begin to call upon God. You begin to start calling upon this force that you can't see. And what happens is you begin to manifest a thing called faith. Faith is true. It's a real thing. And when you begin to bring forth this faith, it begins to I'm going to just use some technical stuff, radio-sensitive signals. Does anybody know transition radios? You know, how do you get, like, cell phone actually working through space? Well, faith works almost that way. When you begin to manifest a faith, it's like turning on the radio and you send signals out to the universe, and then the universe comes back and responds to these signals. And our body is made up of energy, and our body is made up of spirit, and that spirit goes forth and communicates with the spirit beyond. And I want us to really begin to understand the truth of who we are and the makeup of who we are. And you know, we have this power that's inside of us that works alongside of us. And I want to bring that power out in you. But that power only manifests is when you have this heart connected to the universe. Your heart has to be connected to the truth. And if your heart isn't connected to the truth or to the universe, you're being unplugged and you're not connected. And now you're taking carnal things to try to bring your prayers to answer. You're bringing carnal things into, it's like me asking this chair, it's an idol. It's like me asking this dead thing to answer my prayers, because you're not connected in. So it's important to be connected in to the spirit world, to the spirit realm, and it's only through your heart. It's through belief, it's through faith, and it's through your heart. Your heart is the plug that connects you into the power of the universe. So I'm going to show some examples here in this Bible, some definitions. Here's an example of Jesus. Jesus was out in the desert, okay, and he was led out there by the Spirit, and he was tempted. Anybody know this story where Jesus was tempted by the devil on 40 days in the wilderness? Okay. When he was tempted, there's a part here at the very end. It says, "And then Jesus said to him, 'Away with you, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" Okay, there's a key right there. Now, the Bible calls this negative force Satan, okay? Let's get beyond this. We're in 2016. Technology has ever increased. This book here is, like, very old written, and they called these things demonic and stuff like that. But I'm going to just kind of, for today, for this purpose only, I'm going to reverse the negative forces out there and not take it as devils, not take it as Satan, not take it as this creature that was created. Okay, I'm going to take it as just negative forces. It's like the South Pole and the other pole, you know. Does anybody understand how a battery works? You got one that's a good side, a hot side, and then you have one that's a negative side. Well, the universe is made up of that way. And God is made up of that way. God, when I met with God, when I went up into that place and I saw God, if I had to describe him, I would say he was just a massive ball of energy that when I looked at him, that energy took form. There was life inside of that energy. That energy was just like undone. I had such a love and a power, and every emotion that you can think of was manifesting out of this. And it had life form. It was life. It was life. And with that being said, that there is life in another form of energy, which is a negative force of energy. Now, this is not like Scientology or anything. This is the truth. This is the truth. And so there are forces of negativity that is attacking you that is alive. And that attack comes mainly through our minds, through our brains. And then when they come in and attack us through our minds and through our brains, it filters down into our heart. And then when it filters down in our heart, any negativity that filters down into our heart, it unplugs us from the power of the universe. It's like pulling the plug out of the universe and we're disconnected. So it's very important for us to understand the negativity that comes into our mind that penetrates into our heart so that our plug always stays in. And the way to keep our plug plugged into our heart so that we're connected to the universe is to cast down those negative thoughts. And the best way to cast down those negative thoughts is to exalt God, to exalt the master power that is out there in the universe who created you. How many people are following me on what I'm saying here? Okay. So Jesus said here, get away from me, basically you negative thoughts. He says that you shall worship your God and him only shall you serve. So right there, he's telling you, what did he do? He got reconnected, didn't he? He just started beginning to give God glory. He started to give God the glory that is deserved to him. He says, listen, you should be worshiping God and God only. He got connected back in. He got connected. And this is where we need to be in prayer. Because I know that there's a lot of people who are praying and nothing's happening in their life. They're being tossed to and fro from every wind of doctrine. And the reason why they're suffering is because of lack of knowledge. They just don't have the knowledge to be able to bring peace and joy and happiness in your life. You can be the most successful person. You can accomplish great things. But if you're empty and you're dying inside, what kind of life do you have? I don't want success if I don't have peace. I want success and peace. You know, I want all those things, but if I don't have peace and joy and happiness and being feeling clean, then what's the purpose of having a life? You don't have a life. And if anybody says, oh no, I have a life, and they're not happy, I'm going to tell them, they're right to their face, you are a liar. You're just a liar, and why are you fooling yourself? You know, you're going to wake up every day and do this same thing every day, and you're not even going to be happy. You're miserable. You're rotting inside. And is that a life? It's nothing but rot. You're rotting. And I have been able to have the opportunities to take people who have been rotting inside and actually cleanse them out and give them a new life. And man, I'll tell you what, when you experience a new life and you find out who you really are and understand how to actually live, you don't care what you're doing. It doesn't matter if you're cleaning out the stalls of the horses or whatever. You don't care what you're doing. You just are happy. You have a life. And there are so many people who have given up because they've tried so many other things out there, and they've been searching and looking, and they felt as though that they have tried it all. And look, there's a lot of people out there that have tried church. And the church let them down because they just couldn't find the right God. They couldn't find the right truth, you know. And, this book here even speaks about how the dark forces go around like an angel of light and deceive many. And so I want us to really understand how to get a life. And you can't get a life without the truth. And the truth is what sets you free. And I have the truth. And this truth is one, it's a simple truth, where you have to change the way you're thinking and you have to get connected in to the power of the universe. When you get connected into God, when you get connected into your heart by faith, okay, supernatural things begin to happen. All heaven is released on our behalf, and we have angels that come and minister to us. Now, I'm going to show you some examples in the Bible of how these supernatural things take place. Now, how many of us want to walk in life and have supernatural things happening to us? I mean, the favor. How about somebody just looking at you and falling deeply in love, and something that we really desire the most is love, and you can't explain it? You know what I mean? It's so hard to find somebody to love you. Well, do you know that the angels in the universe can bring love to you and cause that person to love you unconditionally, so that you can experience his unconditional love on earth as it is in heaven? It's possible. Your heavenly mate, your soulmate. Has anyone ever heard of that? Your soulmate. When someone meets their soulmate, I'll tell you what, all the problems in the world tend to fade away. When you find that one person that you really, truly feel connected with, everything seems to change. How many people can relate with that? Anybody fall in love with a quickie? I mean, there's love that's quick, and there's love that lasts forever. And then, you know, listen, I fell in love. I fell in love a couple of times. But I fell in love with the universe, with God. And he changed my life to the point where he filled me up. So I know this love. I understand this love. And this love can happen on earth too. It can happen with another individual. And if when you're connected into the universe, when your heart is connected in God, God sends ministering angels to fill your emptiness. And he also takes away your problems. He also helps you through your situations. And I'm going to show some examples. Here's some examples. Okay, we talked about how when Jesus said, "Get away from me, Satan," okay, for it is written, and he began to get connected in with God, he says, then the devil left him, so the negative forces left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. So what happened? He connected, and then the universe released angels, power, to minister. Now, how they minister him, we don't know, but he was ministered to. There's another section. How many of us know that story about Meshach, Meshach, and Abednego? Okay. Angels come in your presence, and you don't even see them. So it says, therefore, in Daniel chapter 3, verse 22, it says, therefore, because the king commanded was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flames of the fire slew those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So this fire was so intensely hot that even the people that came to bring Meshach, Meshach, and Abednego to the furnace actually got caught up in the flames and burnt. And it said here, and these three men, Meshach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down abound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spoke and said unto the counselors, didn't we cast three men into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, true, yes, king, we did that. We threw these guys in, and there were only three. And then he answered and said, lo, I see four men loosed, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. So there's an example right there of how they were in trouble and God sent. And now you have to understand Meshach, Meshach, and Abednego, why they were thrown in the furnace was because they wouldn't give up. They wouldn't renounce another god. They wouldn't cast their god down and start worshiping another god. They said, no, I'm going to continue to worship this god. I'm going to worship this god. And I'm going to continue to worship this God. And what kept their heart connected was that constant worship. No, I'm going to, Lord, if it's your will, if this is happening to me, I'm going to still praise you. Now, how many of us can actually praise God and thank God when your world is being ripped up? when you're not getting your way. Well, when you're not getting your way and things are not happening the way you want to happen, the first thing we do is we unplug ourselves. We pull the plug out of the connection of the universe. Look, I hate to see people suffer. And I don't care how little things might be happening in your life. I want the fullness, okay? Maybe there are some of us that are listening that have a lot of provision, and they're not really suffering, and they don't know what it's like to really suffer. But there are people out there that are listening who are really, really suffering. And you have to ask yourself why. And I know why. It's because somehow or another, their plug was unplugged. And I want to plug them back in because I want heaven to help you. I want heaven to work. We can't do anything on our own. We need help. We need help. We need internal help. You know, there is nobody set to be alone. And how many of us desire like a mate to help us as we get older? Oh, I want to be with somebody so I'm not dying by myself. Okay, that's a normal reaction. That's a normal sense of reaction because part of us wants to be connected and always have that internal help. And so here's another example. Okay, we know the story about Daniel. Okay, when David was young, okay, he came up with Goliath, the big giant of the Philistines, and you know he had this braveness about him, and I'm going to take on this monster. And what he did, he gathered 5 stones, and he did a slingshot thing. Now, when he went to go throw that stone, the first one was released. That stone hit that giant dead center in the forehead with enough force to knock that giant down and kill him. Now, everybody would be like, ooh, he was really good. He practiced a lot and all this other stuff. But don't you know that he had help from above? He had help from above. You know, the angels and the... He was connected because how did he go in the battle first? If anybody knows the story, David went in the battle with a form of rejoicing and a form of praise, a form of saying, I know my God, and my God is faithful enough to serve us. My God is faithful enough to deliver us. He went in there saying, I can do this with God. I can do this. I can do this with God. How many of us are walking in life like that, saying, I can do this with God. I can do this with Him. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. Come on, God, if you're for me, who could be against me? I can do this. I can do it. How many of us here are actually manifesting that? You know, I want to encourage you to keep doing it because you're staying plugged in. You're being connected in our heart. You're being connected. And if we stop that form of worship, if we quit the worship, what we're doing is we're unplugging that cord out of our heart and we're not connected to the universe. You might as well just talk to the chair. You might as well talk to, you know, whatever you do, talk to. The worship is what keeps us connected in to having the heavens work on our behalf. I want ministering angels working on my behalf. I know I can't do things on my own. I need help. Has anyone ever had any experiences with angels before where they helped you out and they helped you out with your flat tire or what have you and things like that? Okay, now, here's another thing that I find intriguing. It says here in Hebrews, it says, let's go to Hebrews. It says in Hebrews, it says, and of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits, he says, and he also makes them a flame of fire, a minister of flame of fire. And it says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who inherit salvation. Now, that's telling you right there that God's sending angels. And there's a part in Scripture that says, you never know when you might be entertaining angels. It says here in, let brotherly love continue and do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing some have unwittingly entertained angels. It says right there. So you might not know that you're entertaining an angel. They take physical form. I know for a fact, even myself, I've come across some physical, natural people, and later on we found out that they were angels. And Tim's not here. Kurt, you experienced it in Newark Airport with me. Yeah. Yeah, and he came out of nowhere. He came out of the bushes. And then went right back into the bushes. So we've had tremendous amount of witnesses and encounters with angels. And so I know that it's possible for them to help us. And so when we know how to pray, when we change the way we live, and we begin to realize who God is, and we put God in worship, we get connected to the universe, and now we're not alone. We're not alone. We have help. And then it even gets better. We're transformed. We no longer become who we are. We actually become transformed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What are we being transformed into? And then you yourself become transformed. How do you know you yourself aren't commissioned by heaven to become one of those angels too on earth? Even though you have a bodily form, who's to say that that's not possible? You know, I know that, and I'm glad Kurt's here, because we witnessed when we were in South Africa, where a gentleman who we were praying over and ministering with actually was touched by the presence of God. And then all of a sudden he came back and testified that when those things were happening to him, he looked at Kurt and I as pillars of fire. And ministers of the heavens are seen as pillars of fire. And so we were transformed in that appointed time as pillars of fire. And so I just want you to know today, if you're here today and those who are listening, is that you're not alone. And God knows. He knows what you need, but we can only get it through worship. We can only get those peace and the joy and the happiness if we begin to understand and see God and know that He's from the universe, a creator of all things, and that He created you for a life and He created you for a purpose, and that He wants to fill your destiny. Have we ever been at a point in our life where we're just lost? We don't know what to do. We don't know, you know, what God wants from us, or what, let's say, life wants from us. Let's take God completely out of the equation. Has anyone ever sat there and just said, what am I supposed to do? Is this it? What am I going to be for the rest of my life? And then we go with our own thinking. Well, how would you like to have answers? How would you like to stop questioning yourself and have an answer? That you know that you know. And then when you know that you know, all of a sudden this joy comes out. You're happy. You know, we make decisions and we're not happy. You know why we're not happy when we make decisions? Because those decisions are coming from yourself. Those decisions aren't coming from the power of the universe, the heavens. It's not coming from God. You're lost. You're still lost. I want to teach the world how to live a life found. So when you make a decision and you have happiness, You're found. You're not lost. You're not walking around hoping that you're going to make it somewhere. You know, you're not, I got to keep turning. Oh, you are actually in a place where you're happy, and you know that you know that you know that you're making the right decision, and you have an excitement about yourself. You're excited about it. And I want to live life excited. I don't want to just be like, this is what I have to do. That's no life. That's just not a life. And then we find things to try to make us happy. Like we'll just get wasted or loaded or drunk or whatever, or party. We'll go spend money. We'll go run here. We'll go run there. We'll go all over the place just to get that fix of happiness. When you can have a life of happiness just exactly where you're at. Now, I know that there's people out there that are probably saying, yeah, I heard it, done it, bought the T-shirt. Well, you know, those people I look at is they're ignorant. They just don't know. And sometimes we can be so smart and yet be so dumb. That's why they say, you know, you have to become a fool to find God. You know, I feel bad for those intellectual, intelligent people because they have a hard time finding God because they're so full of reasoning and trying to figure it out. And, you know, and then they lose hope really quick because it's like, yeah, I did that, done that, bought the T-shirt, yeah. I hope and pray that you're fool enough to hear me and believe me. And I hope and pray that you're fool enough to realize that you didn't do everything and you haven't done it and you didn't buy this T-shirt. Because I know the truth, and this truth will set you free. You know what's really sad is when God gives you gifts to see, and you can see the soul of a person, okay? And you can see the facade that they put on, and then you look inside and see how dead they are. You know, that's what I see. I see the outward facades, and I see the truth inside, and I'll tell you what, it rips my heart out. Because it's like you don't have to put that facade on. You don't have to live that way. You're duped. You're deceived. And I see how you're rotten inside. And it's a shame because there's no reason for you to live that life. And you're living that life because you just don't know. You're lost. And you only know what you've been told. You only know what you learned on your own. And you were finding answers here and there and there and here. And no one had the right answer. And then you might say to yourself, well, who are you to have the right answer? Well, you got every right to say that. You got every right to say that. But if you listen to me, then you'll find out, hey, something about this guy. Maybe his testimony is true. Maybe what happened to him is true. Well, it is. You know, I never asked for what God did in my life. I never searched it, never won it. I wasn't born in it. And next thing you know, boom, my life was changed. And it was changed not for me. It was changed for you. It was changed for you so that you would be set free. I'm only the jackass, the mule, the messenger that God is using so that you will hear an earthly voice. Your heart has been crying out, searching, and he brought you to this word, to this place, whether it's here or on the video or on the website, but you're hearing my voice. And if you're hearing my voice, it was only because God directed you because he heard your heart crying. He heard your heart crying for help. Please help me. Lord, I'm desperate, I'm dying, I'm sick, and I need help. And because you've been crying that voice, now you might have not have acknowledged it, you might have not have, you know, sat there in a chair and said, hey God, can you help me? No. He knows your heart. He knows the inner being of you. And there's a language, and that language cries pain. And because that cry of pain, he heard you. And that's why you hear me today. I'm not looking at numbers. I'm not looking at anything other than hearing for those to hear the voice of one crying in the wilderness. And that's what it's all about. And I hope and pray that you take this message serious. I hope and pray that those that are listening take it serious, because don't miss the leading of God. He heard you, and then there's going to be a day where he's going to say, listen, I led you to a place that will set you free. And you just closed your ears. You stayed in your pit. You never heard. I hope and pray that God opens up our ears to hear. The problem is sometimes we look too much carnally. And we say, him in a barn in Marlton, New Jersey? Really? Are you kidding me? It's not all glamour, and it's not all fame, not like thousands of people flocking. You say, he's just a man. But this man has some truth. This man knows the way. This man knows, because I have a peace and a joy and gifts that can see. And I can see suffering. And then I can see people who aren't suffering. I can see when they're free. I can see, you know, all different levels of joy, and I can see a whole bunch of levels of sorrow. So let us learn today when we leave how to pray. Listen, it's really simple. All you got to do is put the Creator that you can't see by faith, and begin to cry out and say, thank you. Thank you for the beginning of my salvation. Thank you for starting to lead me. And I'm going to just thank you in everything I do. And if you continue to say, Lord, I know that this, whatever I'm going through, is your good pleasure, and I'm going to thank you. And don't lean on your own understanding. Don't get upset. Don't start kicking and pouting like a little baby. Just start saying thank you. Just start saying thank you. And say, I don't really quite understand why these things are happening. I don't understand. But just begin to start saying thank you. And I guarantee if you just apply that most simple part of this message to your life, you will begin to open up heaven and have angelic activity work on your behalf. You will have all of heaven's host come down and serve you. They will give you and serve you and bless you and help you and fill you and bring you whatever you need. And I hope and pray that you take me serious, because I want to see your heart's desires filled. I want to see you get that boyfriend, that girlfriend, that love life, you know, mate of yours. I want to see you get that business of yours. I want you to get that career that you desire. I want you to really be filled with a love. And what is stealing our love is we're not getting what we want. How many people would agree with that one? If you're getting everything that you want, aren't you going to have a lot of happiness? Aren't you going to have a lot of peace? Aren't you going to feel loved? Somewhere along the line, you're going to feel that somebody loves you out there. If you're all alone and you're getting everything that you desire, you're going to be like, I don't know about you, but I know somebody loves me. Well, that's how I am. You don't have to love me, but I know somebody loves me, because I'm filled. I'm filled. So let us, for a moment, let's just close our eyes for now. I'm going to pray. And I'm going to pray in a way that I hope and pray that if you're being moved or pricked by your heart, that you will take this as God speaking directly to you. I feel that the Lord is saying, I've known you before you even knew me. I know that you've been searching for me. And I know that you've been confused because you see things that profess my name and put an image of goodness, but yet you know that they're just ravishing wolves. I know that you almost gave up and almost said that I don't exist. But I'm here to let you know, thank you for giving me one more shot. Thank you for never giving up searching for me. And because of that, I'm going to come into your life more so than you've ever imagined. I know the heart and I know the desire of your heart, and I want to give it to you. I want to fill you. And because of what you have done today, because of you seeking me, I'm going to make a point to send my angels to you and begin to work on your behalf. Now, when I begin to stir you and all of a sudden you don't feel good about something, trust me and have enough strength to walk away. If I begin to stir you up and I begin to put something inside of you that you feel peaceful and good about, I want you to continue to pursue it. And don't lean under your own understanding as if it's good or bad or right or wrong. Because in my eyes, there is no right, there is no wrong, there is no good, there is no bad. There is only my way, says the Lord. So don't judge how I'm going to lead you. Because I'm going to begin to pull on your heart. I'm going to begin to tug on your heart, and I'm going to begin to lead you with a desire. I want you to hold to that desire. And if you desire, if you hold on to the desire that I put inside of you, I won't lead you wrong. I want to bring you what you want. And what you want isn't burdensome. What you want is what I want. I want to bring you that relationship. I want to bring you that relationship that you desire. I want to fill your life. I want to give you what you want. And today, because you called upon my name, because you sought my name, I'm going to begin to prick your heart. Now, one of the biggest things that I'm going to ask you is that when I cause your heart to walk away from something, I want you to do as best as you can to be obedient to that and walk away. Don't worry about what people might think or say, and don't worry about how long you've been involved in something. Don't think about those things. Just obey my conviction that I put inside your heart. Don't worry about hurting people's feelings, because it's your life. And you have to find happiness. Don't let others bind you and cause you to feel and put yourself in a position where you're in prison because you're afraid of what people might think. That you put yourself in prison because you're afraid of what others might feel about you. But when I begin to move on your heart, follow it unconditionally and know that I'm with you. And if you continue to cry out my name and continue to worship my name and begin to say, thank you, God, and worship me, I will lead you because you will be righteous in my eyes. And I will lead you down the path that will bring you joy and peace and love that is unspeakable, far beyond what you can comprehend or imagine. Father, I thank you, Lord, and I ask that you would impart this word in their heart and never let them go. I pray, amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Because of the the holiday weekend and the traveling and all the things that everybody has to do. I'm not going to open up the altars to minister personally. I hope God spoke to you in your heart today. And my desire is hopefully to see you out again next week so that God can continue to build on what he has done. And if you're truly, really wanting to know him, log on to our website, listen to the CDs, and I'm sure God will speak to you through those CDs. And then also you can contact me or some of the other pastors and ministers here that will be able to be there for you. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to just say God bless. Sam, if you want to end us here with an ending, and we'll take it from there. Amen. This is one of the pastors, Sam, and who I love so much. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise for Sam.
This week, the Lord was really hitting me with, there are no mistakes. There are no mistakes in life. Everything you go through is to build your character. And every time you have a tough time, every time you lose your peace, every time you lose your joy, all it is a change of direction. That's all it is. It's a change of direction. It's a change of thinking, change of direction. Every time you lose your peace, every time you lose your, every time, God's just trying to say, look, this way, over here. I'm over here. I'm not where you're at. I'm over here. It's gentle. You know, we struggle with a lot of voices in our heads, and most of those voices are guilt, shame, and condemnation. Most of those voices are negative, telling us we're never going to succeed. You're not worthy of anything. But there's a still soft voice always encouraging us, saying, listen, what does he say? He says, seek first the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy, and everything else will be added unto you. So seeking him first is just basically what he's saying, worship him. Worshiping God, thanking him no matter what's happening in your life, realizing there are no mistakes. See, when we think there's a mistake, we stop worshiping God. We get scared. We get worried. We get fearful. Oh, I didn't get paid this week. Uh-oh, I have bills. What are you going to do? Money's the biggest culprit. Every time. It's always money. Money gets us every time. It's kind of funny. It's just that one thing. If we didn't have money, I don't know what we would do. What would be next? What would we complain about next? But money's tough. And the bottom line is, you know, God said to seek him first. Righteousness, peace, and joy, and everything. He's involved in everything you go through. You think it's a mistake. It's not a mistake. It's just building your character. Every time we go through a tough time, every time we hit a wall, every time we lose our peace, God's just saying, look, just change your direction. Just, I'm over here now. You keep going forward this way, and it's not that way anymore. Now I'm like the wind. The Spirit's like the wind. It's changing every day. And our job is just keep our peace and our joy, and you're going to be with God. See, awareness is knowing that you're with God all the time, no matter what. Whether you got paid, whether you didn't get paid, God is still God. Whether you have a job or don't have a job, God is still God, and he's still in control. And if we just trust him and just worship him, like he said, thank him for everything. And begin with the five fingers on your hand. Let's start small. Pastor always says, thanking that you can still see straight. Thanking that you have a sound mind. Thanking that you can walk. Had a little boy watching this show and he was crippled. And he said to his mom, I was watching this show, and he said, crying, all I want to do is run. Watching little kids run around, all he wants to do is run. And we take that for granted. You know, we take for granted that we can walk, that we can see, that we have a sound mind. Imagine being tormented in your mind all day long. Just hearing lies and lies and fighting with yourself all day long. That torment is horrendous. We don't have that. We are truly blessed with the peace that we have. And if we keep seeing more and more and are grateful for more and more, God's going to create a great life in us of gratefulness. And when we seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, peace, and joy, everything else will be added unto you. You don't have to worry about creating anything. Just worship God. He said, he who began a good work in you, he will be faithful to complete it. Not you. He will be faithful to complete it. All we got to do is worship and praise him and thank him. He made it really easy for us. It's not difficult. If it was difficult, nobody could do it. He made it real simple. Just praise him. Thank him for whatever you're going through. Don't ever be shocked. Something happens, oh, interesting, pastor says all the time. He doesn't say, oh my God, what's happening now? He says, interesting. How are we going to handle this, God? Let's go. That's it. All right, guys. Wednesday nights, we have a service, 7:30. Come on out. Get into the messages this week. I think we're still recording. Listen, these messages will change your life. You know, those voices in our heads that don't shut up, the guilt, shame, and condemnation. These messages give you the truth to stop those voices in your head. They give you the truth to quiet them down. They give you those tools to start hearing from God, to know that he's in you, to know his voice, and to quiet everything else. See, we need these tools so that the voices in our head shut up. Or we're all going to be tormented forever. We want peace. We want our voices quiet in our mind, because the Bible says that there's a still, soft voice in your heart that God speaks through. And you're not going to hear it if all you're hearing is your tormenting guilt, shame, and condemnation. Amen? So have a great weekend, a great Memorial Day, guys. And I want to thank, I guess we already thanked the armed services out there for their service. Amen? All right, God bless. Have a good week, guys.